I would say dependent in the economic sense, victims, if we're talking about violence against women, because that's the way in which people think of women in relation to men. Men are seen as the heads of households, not women, unless the man is not there. Then we talk about female-headed households. So we think of women as victims more, but not as women with agency or survivors. They need to be recognized that they also make decisions about their own life.
What is your organization's goal in altering women's media presence?
The Women and Media Collective in Sri Lanka, it's a feminist organization, focus on challenging patriarchal norms. We want to push for parity in all sectors, in power sharing. We started working with the representation of women in the media, and we do continue that aspect in our social media and in the way in which we use media. Our goal is a feminist transformation of power relations within the country. And I think even though sometimes when we say feminist, people get a little worried, we are not worried. We know where we are and we know why we need to bring changes in the power dynamics. And I think those changes will reverberate right through. Why do we have domestic violence? Because women are seen to be passive and women are seen to be people who have to take the blame for everything. Because they are seen as not having the right to express themselves. If that dynamic changes, we can have more women standing up, either individually or together.
What is the situation with violence against women?
There is actually unacceptable rates of incidence of violence against women. We have, since 2005, a law which my organization initiated was passed for the prevention of domestic violence. Of course, a law in itself is important, but is not enough. We have to also continue to make sure that the law is used in the courts. We need to have women who are aware of the law and can use the law. And we need to have men to be aware that there is a law and they are not going to escape. We have far too many cases of rape of young girls as well as of women. Sexual abuse is another issue that we are very concerned about. The issue of violence against women is something that we have to keep on addressing very systematically and very strongly, and putting in place legal remedies, but also more of a social movement against it that cuts across class, caste, ethnicity, and even the regional within the country.
How often do these cases actually make it to the court system?
The answer is not often enough. The domestic violence law, when it was first passed, it took about 5 years, 8 years for it to actually be something that women would use. But it's still not used as much as it should be. We have organizations, for example, one is called Women in Need, that addresses specifically domestic violence and acts of violence against women. They file cases. There are organizations that take cases on behalf of survivors and file cases. The police also are required to have more scrutiny on such cases. 10 years ago, they would have told the woman, you go back to your husband after all, he is your husband. But still, we need much more awareness of it because it has to be a deterrent.
I would think that women would be afraid to step forward, especially if they have to go back to an abusive spouse.
Of course, that has happened many times when they have come out and lodged a complaint. The law itself gives women the right to be safe from the abuser. But, of course, it doesn't work that way. The abuser may disregard that condition that is set by the courts. The police may not come in time. When you are the survivor of violence, you continue to be very vulnerable to possible repeat. I think more reportage, more actual cases being taken up, showing how the law has worked, those kinds of instances need to be highlighted more.
Well, let's just say a woman goes and the court rules in her favor. How would that impact her financially and her reputation?
The financials might be more critical. It depends, of course, whether the woman had access to her own income or not. It depends on whether she has family support. that will make sure that she is not destitute. If cases get really bad, there may be other organizations that can give her temporary shelter. So it is an issue where women are not economically independent and not many people are. But public shaming is something that I think has to be done in the media systematically. You don't have to name names, but you can draw cases.